Got a lot of bureau market on. And then forgot to bring utensils again.
Yeah, I don't know if the bureau still chats, kind of didn't return it last time, so there's some beef there.
Gonna get uncomfortable. Thanks, Green.
Thank you. Kelsey's not coming. Oh, we had a recent committee meeting.
One more time?
We had a recent committee meeting, like the design.
I was not at the recent committee meeting.
Kelsey's not coming, so I'm hoping to find someone who's worth that meeting, so we can get some insight into the discussions that led to the action items we have. Dude.
Oh, it's 4:01, you guys.
Yeah, we got it early.
Wow. But can we, do we have quorum?
We don't.
We need one more?
All right.
Okay.
We need one more, so.
That's okay, we'll wait. Hopefully someone else will arrive.
I'm not counting on Zach, I think he's still not started back out, but.
So maybe Karen.
The commissioner, Karen.
Maybe not, she can't.
She emailed,
I'll just text you, Karen, so.
Well, I don't pass that, it's probably someone I hear, it's close.
Like close, close?
Yeah, like there are no lights on.
You come in, lady.
I said it's been 45 minutes, I'm going to go.
Okay, we don't normally do this, but this is something that I wish we would do, which is like, we haven't officially started this meeting, but for our guests, are our guests allowed to share who they are?
Yes.
Which is meeting, just so we all know what's going on?
We can chit chat unofficially.
Amazing.
My name is Shannon Tanis, I'm with the Documenters, and it's a affiliate of the Rapidian.
Oh, okay.
I've been here before.
Yeah.
And I know you, I used to work for one of your satellite offices a long time ago. With Elena and Sue out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Back in the
day.
Wow, yeah.
So you're, are you doing, are you reporting on all these different types of SID meetings? Is that what?
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. I spoke before the legislator earlier today.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Shannon.
Yeah.
My name is Ethan. So she's just doing the audio part, and I'm doing the actual note-taking.
Oh, cool.
So I'm same thing, Documenters, their pity and stuff like that. It's my first time doing one of these meetings, and my only, it's my third assignment yet today. Right. So.
So you get all figured out.
Not even close.
Did you say Nathan or Ethan or neither of those?
Nathan.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought you said.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I'm with the city of Grand Rapids. My name is John Westmass, and I'm a project manager. And I know it's a hot topic with the Plainfield Islands, bioretention. So I'm here to assist if you have any questions, comments, concerns, and to give you updates if there are any with that project.
Awesome. So are you in engineering then, technically?
I'm in the engineering department, but I'm not an engineer myself.
Okay.
I'm an assistant project manager.
Well, welcome. Hopefully we can have a meeting so we can get an update.
Thank you.
Out of curiosity, do you know what they were fixing on Sweet Street this week? Is it a water main or a sewer?
I'm not sure. Public Works might have had something.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, one day the road's closed and they dig a hole in the middle of the road. And at the end of the day, it's a big patch. So.
Yeah, if it's a like a water main break or some sort of infrastructure problem, then probably something that can't wait, and they have to fix it right away.
Right, could be a collapsed sewer,
could
be water main.
But I'm not aware of any reason why we're out there.
Just curious.
And I was together today, and she was like, I believe TTV's coming. I'm like, I'll get it in the notes. Don't worry, there's a tardy about it. It's like one more and you're getting done your rep.
It's just probably running me a permanent meeting.
I'm sure that's true. Chad, you're the calendar owner for these meetings, right? Or is there a... This one is no longer showing up on the calendar. It was.
It was.
But then today it wasn't. So then I'm like, did I decline something? Do you guys have it on your calendar?
I don't mind.
Okay, I must have accidentally declined it. I also do have 4 tickets to the May Earl Wine concert tonight at the Wealthy Theater if anybody wants them for free tonight.
I don't even know who that is.
She's like a local. Well, she traveled all over, but just thought I'd put it out there.
I would if I could find a babysitter.
I know, that was literally my problem. I was like, babysitter, come on. She's like, can't do it. I'm like,
where is she going to be at?
Wealthy Theater.
Oh, interesting. So she's pretty small, it sounds like.
Well, she cruises around, but okay. She's from Michigan. I think she's from, Cadillac area. Mm-hmm. Look her up. You don't have to go to the show, but look her up. May Earl Wine. I don't know if I'll tell you how you spell that, because that E-R-L-E Wine. W-I-N-E. But she plays kind of like local, like small venues, and it's just like she's got the most beautiful voice.
Did you see the Fleetwood Mac tribute band when they were there?
No, I've never seen a show at Wealthy Theater. I've never seen like a music show.
Interesting.
There.
Me neither.
I've also never seen a movie there, which is like on my Grand Rapids bucket list. Because they always do. Sorry. Hello, Miss Melinda. Commissioner here. Member Culver.
Here.
Member Hartline.
Here.
Member Skogheim. Not here. Okay, so we have a quorum. And next up, we will begin the public comment on agenda items. Do we have any public comment today from our guests? We have no public comment. Moving right along. All right, next up is our minutes approval. Did everybody have a chance to review our minutes? Now, are there any questions or things we need to remove from the minutes or discuss, or we can entertain a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve the minutes.
I'll support that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? All right, minutes approved. Thank you, Dwayne. And next up, we have our financial statements. Do you want to lead us through those?
I will. All right. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Again. So this will be our intern as of September 30th. So looking good here. We have received our summer taxes. So our total in assets is over $260,000, which is great. We also will be expecting a little bit more from the winter taxes, not as much as summer, but that's also something I will be expecting in the future. This is our budget against our actual statement B. So you can see our projection for the revenue came in a little bit higher, which is always great. So we have a total of almost $168,000 in revenue, total revenue right now available. For expenditures, we have a few that came in at facade and mostly sponsorships. Can we review statement C, which will have a list of these expenses? If there are any questions, we'd be happy to take them. Otherwise, we need a motion to approve statement C.
It looks like everything, I know last time we kind of talked about, you know, what expenditures were in there. This looks like all the expenditures, and are we waiting for any other ones?
We have mostly facades.
Okay.
I'm currently working on a facade reimbursement.
Okay.
That will probably be coming in at the next round of statements.
Okay.
But our streetscape maintenance,
mm-hmm.
I know Tom is usually on top of that. We have up until
I have a really quick question on the facade. Are new builds, like the current that's coming in, things like that, are they able to get the
new construction?
Yeah.
Well, not for this program.
Okay.
But other programs are putting in new construction, but not for this. If it's something we're interested in, we'll have to look at that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that if they were, then they could put in there, because I haven't seen anything before.
Well, they're doing a nice job on that.
Yeah.
They look really nice.
Yeah,
out.
It does look nice.
Mm-hmm. It looks like the first president is supposed to move in the first week of November, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I chatted with them today. They're doing some walking to the neighborhood, kind of packets and stuff.
Nice.
This morning, I think they were testing out the fire alarms. I got the phone and I hear this alarm going off. I bet that's what they were.
Yeah.
So they worked?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Does anybody have any questions, comments, concerns on the financials? Or make a motion to approve the interim financial statement? All right.
Senator.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? All right. Great. All right, so then we'll head right into our action items. First thing is a facade improvement program project.
Yes. Since Kelsey's not here, I've taken this as well. So this is an application that she forwarded to me, which has been discussed extensively at the design or best and curriculum committee meeting. Honestly, was hoping that Kelsey would be able to provide some insight into it. This is for an entryway. There will be a door as part of the installation, but it's a vestibule. And I was also like just curious, based on the photo that we have attached, what the discussion was like and how this was improved. But it looks like the committee is good with that. I haven't been to the site, so I really can't tell what it would look like. But I'm hoping the packet will provide enough details for the board's consideration.
I'm guessing the small picture from the last page, it looks like to me they're probably going to close off the front of that. You have an air pocket going in there.
The page 15 pocket.
And, you know, the picture before that is showing you example of the construction that they're using. That would be my guess.
Oh, that makes sense. Like a clear glass door window so then they could probably use that as like a waiting room.
Not so much waiting room, but, you know, an airlock.
Yeah.
Two doors, yeah. So they talk about a plastic curtain.
Is this on the side?
Or maybe it's not plastic.
That's their front door.
That's
the front door? It's not on Plainfield.
Okay. Oh, okay. The tiny picture.
Yeah, this picture makes more sense.
I know, but
the What was that cue with the application on that?
I mean, I know that that door has been a challenge over there because they're always like, don't use this other side of the door, like forever and ever.
Okay.
Like you can only use one.
Is it a double door?
Yeah, it's a double door. It is.
So they adding a door or replacing the door?
I think it seems like a replacement because there's two doors there right now. Mm-hmm. But they have a sign where it's like, don't use this door, use this other door. And they're pretty, I feel like that was even before Todd bought them. Installing a vestibule in the front.
Yeah, I think, I'm guessing they're adding a door to make the front of the buildings a solid.
Well, they have that. So then it is then it's creating a vestibule.
Yes.
Yeah, essentially.
Yes.
Yep.
120 inches in width, so that would be 10 feet.
It says fabricate one curtain with clear vinyl frame welded aluminum. 126 inch height times 120.
Two center posts, 3 foot door.
Yes, I think you're right that if this is an example.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere else, maybe. Oh yeah, it says Hopcat. Attachment. Hospitality enclosure, Hopcat.
Yeah, sorry, it's just not so clear. I just received my email 30 minutes from me because it won't be here. Otherwise, I would have been on the phone to discuss this with her prior to this to get some more details before. It looks like they're putting in a door, and as long as the new door is going in,
yeah,
that should, you know, be considered as an act.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a good kind of a little bit of real estate. It's not super huge, but I think that I don't know if that's like for waiting or for heat or anything like that. But you know, I don't think they've ever submitted one, which is always something that we look at. I think the price, I think it's reasonable.
Yep.
It looks like it's somebody who's done this, like you said, at Hopcat for other like similar industries. And it's I would say one of the signature spots,
mm-hmm,
along with other businesses that people come to the corridor for. And if the committee also was supportive, then I want to support that too.
Any?
Was that a motion?
That's a motion.
I'll support
yes,
it.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, please say nay. All right, so moved. Item 2 of 3 is a sponsorship request for Lights on Creston, or Lights in Creston, Lights on Creston. The committee is the design committee, or is it the Best in Creston committee?
It's the name that this area adopted at the end. Mm-hmm.
So that's the same. So
it's
the
yes.
same.
Same.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just making sure. I'm always a little confused by it. Okay. They are recommending allocating a $10,000 sponsorship with the CBA as a fiduciary again. This included the cost of trolleys, map prints, and any other necessary expenses for the event. Is there any additional information we should have on discussion?
What was the amount that we gave them last year?
I think we always approve 10, but then the invoice is always under 10. But this is just an example for.
So we've done 10, yeah.
Okay. How much we pay that to?
I would say this was also an item that we had, you know, obviously they have to submit it, but we had planned, I think, probably in the budgeting process. So, you know, this is not something unexpected. And I think this has been a good event for the corridor, especially during a busy holiday time. We have a number of our businesses who do different things to support. Did you dress up as Santa, Alan? No.
I couldn't pull
you got a Santa.
I was sponsoring Santa, which I'll probably do again this year.
What? Did they pick what day it's going to be?
It's the 12th.
The 12th, okay. It's a Thursday, okay. Yeah, I think since we budgeted it, and it's been a good event, it's been, I would say, one of our signature events it's become, and it looks like they're keeping to a similar budget, and have also worked for like other sponsorships. I would be supportive of this event. That's my motion to support.
Is this one of the events that we can do any like fundraising through bar or whatever so that we can get that cash capture, or is that part
it
of
it?
Yes.
Okay.
Usually we have like sponsorship packages ready by now. I'm not sure why it's not included in this request. We usually have a bigger request just that pushing, showing to businesses right now. So I'm sure Kelsey is working on something.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take over your
No. Motion. We did pay, I think, $6,537 for the last
year.
Yeah,
okay.
So
came under the budget.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I think, you know, there's just so much stuff going on the holidays, so I'm glad. I appreciate them bringing it to us this month. So we have a little bit of time to, you know, for the communication pieces.
Supporting motion.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay? All right. We are approving a $10,000 sponsorship of Lights on Creston, CBA fiduciary. All right. Next up, we have the pedestrian safety map funding request.
Yes. Fortunately, again, I do not have much to share regarding this request, but I guess someone, Rachel Lee, presented this request and the committee discussed and it was reasonable. I'm thinking it's similar to Uptown, it's a building map, you know, act map, but not exactly, but the pedestrian safety, but just infrastructure for walking, bicycling, all those details. I think it's a reasonable request and it was approved by the committee. Of course, as usual, it will be paid off after the parking cost, so we will be able to pay exactly how much was spent, and not just allocate $2,000 to quarantine credit. So, I think that helps in the decision making.
Are these like printed maps that would be like grab and go from like, the library or places, or are these like dated maps somewhere?
Do you know if there are, just thinking through some other maximizing pieces, I wonder if like the CNA is doing anything with it as well? Because it talks specifically about the area, the Creston Area Specific Plan. In the handout that she has. So I just wondered if there were other, you know, supporters of this, but I know that the CNA has done some work to get people to come out to hear about the updates to the area specific plan. So that's just what I would be interested in knowing.
I can say that the Business Association, Rachel comes and participates and advocates for pedestrian safety in particular, and talking about what we can do to just make the whole corridor a little safer. You know, through that, there's been a number of discussions and activities and stuff like that, including like this area bicycle audit, which they've actually recently done. So, you know, some of these things she's actively pursuing. So I don't know what all these costs are for. This.
So the supplies is the there's like
printing.
The. So essentially, it sounds like this is what they would do. We're not putting in like an hourly rate to it, but that we're seeking to be the sponsor. She wants a sponsor for this work.
Okay.
Right? Is that what it? That's what it seems like to me.
Is it that?
Let's develop list of crosswalks, identify, I'm sorry, not to interrupt you, but
it's a funding request, it doesn't say a sponsorship request.
And it doesn't seem to have a timeline, so if we feel like we need some more, you know, information, we can move this to the next meeting just to get that clarity before we make a decision.
Yeah.
Or if we want to redevelop this into something more than what this is, then we miss out the opportunity.
I would generally be supportive of it, but I guess I want to, because to services, then I would say I need to know how long this is going to take you, an hourly rate. If you're asking for a sponsorship, this would probably be in line with other sponsorships that we've done, particularly for the bikers were Switchback, right? I think it was about $1,000. Because it's like North Quarter Services, but I don't think that sounds like she's asking us to do something. I don't think she is.
I think these are like services that will be done for the cost of $1,400.
Yeah.
So like these things that she listed, I guess we'll be working, but that will go into creating the map.
Yeah,
so.
It looks like to me this is on her company's stationery.
Yeah.
She's proposing for services $1,400 for supplies, and here's a quote. She calls it a quote. So I think she's looking for a compensation to help for her participation
in
doing a lot of this work.
Yeah.
And I would say from an hourly perspective, she's already invested quite a bit of time and effort in this. Although I could have a number of hours.
Yep, I would agree. I mean, I think Rachel is an active member of this corridor, has supported a number of things like our arts After Dark event pretty heavily. I guess I would like to see it as a sponsorship because I think it's like, bless you. So I would love to be able to have our logo and stuff. You know, I think if we're going to do stuff like this, that's... I don't think she would be opposed to that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. For the actual map printing?
Yeah.
Which logo are we talking about?
North Quarter.
I'm going to let the marketing people. Yeah. We are the North Quarter CIA. Yes.
Thank you. So I assume it's rather nebulous. You do the questionnaire. I assume that includes Cheshire. You can't tell from the map.
It does include both.
I can't tell from that.
That's okay.
You've got the country club right there in the middle.
Yeah, that's you. You're up there.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't see that.
I trust.
Get those glasses back on.
I put them on and they didn't help. So
that,
the different issues.
That dark spot in the middle is Kent Country Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to funding it because I think it's important and I think it's in line, particularly with the area specific plan, which is some work. I mean, that's out of our city master plan, but I know that the CNA has been supporting it. And I guess I would just say, can we frame it as a sponsorship? And then be able to get some visibility from it, so then people think about us.
Right.
And it's just another chance for us to market it to ourselves, to your point, Lizzie, like, who are we, what do we do? I just had the same conversation with the North Monroe community about how we're going to market ourselves. So
a thought that I would have is like getting some visibility into what's being printed before it's printed so that we can like validate within the city to say like, yeah, these are all like accurate and you know what I mean? Like, I see that she's a vendor of the city, but like still, I wouldn't want to be like, Rachel's doing this research, Rachel's making this design, Rachel's printing it, we're funding it, but it's like not
that partnership with our mobile geo, like other
other
departments. Just
so maybe there's a way that we do say that we're like going to go through this work, but we'd like to have it like presented with an opportunity for feedback
or
with the correct visibility within the city before it's like going into a print position.
Yeah, I think that's good, especially because she does reference like the area specific plan. that's definitely something,
yeah.
You know, People First is a different organization.
Well, it's like if we're asking her to research additional traffic calming measures and costs provided by the city, and then that's just coming to us, it's like, that feels like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
That's like a little out of our lane, if you will, speaking of.
She just stopped trying to replace with a bullhorn.
Slow down.
Yeah, because this is really, well, because I guess when you think about it that way, it's like, is this meant for somebody to use, or is this meant to inform
the map?
Yeah.
Maybe
we have
a comment.
Because there's a lot of things that need to be, like, how I mentioned the map, that's key. We want to be sure of the area she's covering.
And maybe we can work to invite, like, the departments that, like, Lizzie was mentioning. I think that is...
Oh, yeah, know. If we do approve that, we require that she works with those departments to make sure everything she comes out with will be compliant with other city.
I think she would appreciate engagement with those departments, having them engaged and looking at it.
I'd be fine with approving it and to say that the final has to come before, you know, just to be presented and, you know, communicated to the other entities. I'm fine with that too. I don't think she would disagree with that.
I would put a timeline. Maybe she did tell me. It's like spring. I don't know like what her time frame is, but
in the bottom of quarter.
Something.
The bottom of quarter, it was like somebody made some notes, but I don't know.
Feb 1.
Yeah.
So maybe like that she would present to our committee at the January meeting or something, or before. Whoever's doing the motion to make that.
We approved this.
Make a motion to approve this request as presented. I do think to the point, I don't know, I would like to see it under sponsorship, I guess. I don't know. I just think that makes it a little bit cleaner because this isn't a service that we put an RFP out for, I guess, is the way that I view it. It's more of like this is something that I think will enhance the neighborhood. And this is contingent upon final review as well as coordination with appropriate city departments, and we are requesting that she present the concept in more detail at our November meeting.
Okay.
I guess it's conditional approval, but.
Mm-hmm. And the logo.
Yeah. So like a sponsorship. So whatever the logo, would be
included on the map. Basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get all that into the motion? Does anyone have a support for Melinda's motion?
I'll support it.
Okay. All in favor of the stipulations attached to the approval for River Garden, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay? All moved. 1, 2, 3, action items. Boom, boom, boom. Get back to the little document. Okay, so I have for a discussion item the North Porter Asset Walk.
So, because I missed the last meeting, I know this Sarah may have brought this up briefly at the meeting. Because we had an asset walk, Sarah and myself, which they joined and a few, I think, Greg was also there, just a few of us.
Alan was there.
Alan was there.
I'm like, how are you?
Yeah, I thought I was there.
We walked the corridor, and I guess Sarah was hoping for like a little bit discussion of what that experience was like, feedback from the group or just Kelsey in general. We talked about a field day that is along the way. We also talked about a new sign that we're working on, and you know, notice the locations for the signs because
yes.
we weren't sure where exactly they were located. So I think this is a little bit more on that block, I guess, and I would be able to tell the direction Kelsey would have done with this, but yeah, that was my experience.
Do you feel like you like to share it from here?
No, I think it, you know, just, you know, she has a lot of great questions. We were just getting caught up in the neighborhood and the different businesses. They had a wonderful tour of Kingwood's Market, if memory serves. But yeah, there were some opportunities with signage we pointed out in a few buildings and just some opportunities. So.
Yeah, we also talked about a facade that we want that people build it that have like back, you know, facing not exactly a street, but visible entrances that at least by customers. So the conversation was people focusing on the street space and how about these buildings like this that have both sides accessible to public. We concluded we've approved a few of those at other CIAs, so that's definitely doable. It's on a case-by-case basis, as long as we can justify the use of that side of the building. There are parking lots, people park cars, and walk through those entries every day, equal facades. And so now the work will be for the committee to decide if you're approving a facade and they have two sort of street-facing sides, then are you approving per side, or are you approving like a one facade, and does that mean you increase your approval or take it on the side, you know, per side, per parcel. So those are all some of the outcomes from that meeting, which I'm sure Kelsey will eventually bring down to the committee and then to the board. This is just signs that we're growing. The program is evolving because the needs, as we walk through and we identify the needs of the corridor, then we have to be able to have these discussions to adjust to those needs. So. Yeah, and then we also went by good. We stopped and across the street. It's such a good view. And we admired it for a little bit. And then also the signs. I don't know where we are on the signs, but we looked at them. And from my perspective, I was trying to figure out which one was on a city property and what we need encouragement for. But we're still working on that. Kelsey is supposed to be putting out a survey that will go into the design. I think we're looking at a redesign. I'm sure she'll have some update on that in the next meeting. But on my end, I am working with the Development Center to determine what kind of permits we'll need. Interesting fact I discovered, there's been, I think when the signs went in, it was like ages ago, and now there's a new ordinance. So our current signs, we cannot have signs the same size, basically, because the district signage requirements have changed. They're smaller now. The good thing is, I was able to talk Sarah into identifying the fact that these have been grandfathered in because these signs were approved years ago. So essentially, we have to make sure when we design, everything has to be the same. If we're doing a new logo, great, colors, great, but the font and the current size, we need to stick to it, not even like an inch less or more. That's the only way. Yes, everything needs to be the same. So that's an interesting design challenge for a sign that we're moving to revamp. So that's something
that's if we want it to stay the same size. But
yes, otherwise it will be smaller.
Yeah.
If we want to go with the current city ordinance, a business district sign needs to be smaller than, especially the Preston one, like that one on the pole. Yeah, it has to be smaller.
Yeah, there's two of those.
Oh,
you can't just replace the face with a new face?
You can. If it's the same size.
Yeah, so yeah, you just replace the face of the sign. Don't take the pole out or the frame out.
Tell me that the pole is still in good standing and
yeah.
We don't need to change that. And
just replace the frame and the bulb, you know, changing the LED lights and stuff like that.
Yeah, that would be ideal. I think the big ones would be fine. The one in front of the Burger King, that just that small one,
it's
not visible.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think for me, I was hoping we could make
that,
that
an additional
yes,
funding that
we're right.
Yeah.
But I don't know how possible that would be right now. But, yeah.
Okay.
yeah, that's, I was just gonna, I think this is one thing about this asset walk. I mean, that's what we're still talking about, right? But as I had wrote Vera about this money in specifically, and I hadn't heard back from Kelsey about it, and I can't remember what day it was, but thank you for, yeah. And so I do want to see about that. But I also, I think just as we go into the corridor improvement report, there are things on here, it's like, this would be great to do, or, you know, this would be helpful. I think what would be helpful on these reports is, to your point, Lizzie, like, just some more timelines or some things like that. Like, I have looked at, for example, this historic preservation grant. You know, it's like the North Corridor would benefit from hiring a grant writer for this project, building a relationship with local grant writers. I went to that website. I see two grants, one that's on today, which I don't think would fit us because it's like a Route 66 grant, and another that says it's November 1st. You would never be able to hire somebody. You know, I think we just need to put some parameters. I think if we want to talk strategy and budget, it probably would be a good time to share that. But it's probably hard for this body not being, we're not, you know, we're not a downtown Grand Rapids thing. We're not an uptown. We don't have these things on staff. It's not that we can't do them, but I'm looking in here and I like, sometimes I think like, oh, is there a disconnect about like what we're able to do? And I just don't want people to become frustrated if they feel like things aren't being responded to. But that was my overall kind of concern in this area was questioning some of the monies, that this additional monies that we're gonna get to do some of the signage, and then just reading the report. It's just hard to know what to prioritize. So that's just some of my feedback for today.
Relative to the signage, how does that, who determines the approach and the fonts we're going to use and all of that for Creston, Cheshire?
Those are funds that we receive for the entire second ward, right? Commission will be able to speak to it, and then just deciding that will be the best use of those funds for this area.
I'm just saying, just in terms of the marketing themselves, you know, like the font that we use for the, you know, that Burger King sign.
That would be the development center. They would determine. I think the design will be all up to us, but as to what we can do, which is,
yeah,
what is allowed by the ordinance, that would be the development center. That would.
I think it'd be. Do you remember when we did like the bike racks and the some of the streetscaping things?
Trash cans.
Yeah, I think it'd be the process. I'm not going to say it's exactly the same, but it would be very similar. I think where this is the budget that we have, you know, this is the money that we've gotten, this is what we're costing it out for, potentially three signs, I think, is what we're saying.
Yeah, there's
a
fourth sign.
I
there's four.
Is there four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is like, this is overall what the price is. I think we'd have to determine, does that money fit everything that, you know, that we want to do with that? And then typically go through that development center process, and then probably at a meeting of this body, much like that meeting,
mm-hmm.
Here are some options that we're presenting to you in terms of like, well, you know, I mean, there's a baseline of like the material, but then the design pieces, that would be up to this body to make that decision. I mean, we could, you know, for like, oh, the design committee or Best and Crescent could do it, but I think what worked the last time is it like with that streetscaping, because it is like permitted, you know, very permanent fixtures to come to this body to make a determination.
Mm-hmm. There's the reason I ask, and bear with me, about maybe take a bigger step back. You know, I think a lot of people are confused. Sometimes I get confused about the branding, right? We talk about North Corridor and we're North Corridor. You know, we've got this website called Best and Crescent, right? But maybe it should be North Corridor website, right? And let's be honest, if we're there lately, it's pretty stagnant. And you know, you go to, Linda, you mentioned, you know, Uptown.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Uptown's website. Oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
In bold colors, and they're talking about their
mm-hmm.
shop hop on December 5th already,
mm-hmm.
And they're certainly proactively supporting businesses in different ways. And they've actually got a map sort of explaining, because what is Uptown, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think they've done such a great job over the years that people know what Uptown is. Well, I don't think a lot of people know what the North Corridor is, quite frankly. And I think, you know, I think we're on a tremendous glide path, right? With a lot of the businesses and the recognition we've got, and we're not done yet, and you know, with all the growth and stuff, it just seems to me like maybe it's a great time to take a step back
mm-hmm.
and talk through the branding
mm-hmm.
of the North Corridor and how it's used. I mean, you know, does Cheshire have some, you know, logo treatment that, you know, that's part of the North Corridor? That, you know, it is there an umbrella for this? that we should be thinking about? And how does it all intertwine before we start investing more into signage? You know, maybe now's the time to just sort of talk through that.
I 100% agree. I can't remember if you were at our meeting last month or not, Alan, but I did suggest.
Why does nobody remember if I'm here?
Were you here?
I was not.
Okay, I'm like,
I honestly think this is an ongoing topic. I mean, that's why we do have a budget. Like, that's what I think, as I look at this, the design committee, Best and Creston meeting, we're getting all over the place, and I think, and that's not meant to be, you know, mean. I think we got to keep what's our charge of our corridor improvement authority, right? It's to support our business, to support our businesses, to get people to come into our businesses, things to be in a good partnership with our residents, because they should be hopefully the ones who are, you know, driving a lot of this, but getting other people to come here. And so I think these other things are not bad. I just don't know if they're our number one priority. And I would say that what you shared, what, you know, is a number one priority. And I think there was a lot of support around the table, because I think when you brought up the idea of, like, how could we celebrate? You know, it's sort of, this is an event that happened. This is something that is very positive. How do we drive people here? I mean, we can always look at our budget and say, do we want to engage with somebody to help us go through a process like that? You know, Lizzie, you probably have some people that you could recommend, or, you know, do an RFP if we wanted to do this. This is like the third group that's either a business district or a corridor improvement authority that I hear is, like, has this opportunity to kind of, like, for, like, really define what we should be doing. So I would be in full support of that.
To your point, I mean, we've got a budget that certainly can allow for us to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I'm 100% in agreement with this, like, of getting it dialed in today before we're, like,
spending money.
Honestly, I would say even before we're, like, blasting out surveys to people, I mean, that might be, like, part of the feedback that plays into, like, the decision, but there's just, like, as someone who's done a lot of surveying in my life, it's like there is a real method to the madness there, that it's like having somebody who's, like, doing that thoughtfully with the idea of, like, and without kind of their own bias on it is, like, hard to do, but totally doable. So I think being really thoughtful, and I think I asked it to be added to the agenda for this month, actually, to talk about, like, getting some clarity, even just as far as, like, what we're doing today. Like, what is Best and Creston / design committee tasked with? What's our website? It's Best and Creston, or is some, like, I was getting confused last month, and I was definitely, like, thrown off. Who's managing it? Is it all Kelsey?
So,
I don't know that, like, you have to be the one to, like, talk us through that today, Vera, but, like,
yeah,
I'd like it to be at least added.
I'm happy to talk about this part, because this part I have ideas about, because
sure.
These are conversations that I have had, you know, behind doors. My goal with the CI is definitely that disconnect between what are these entities and who are they and what are they doing. It goes just round. A few of them are doing great uptown, you know, Michigan Street is now getting that, but more of the CIs are still in that position where, you know, the community is still lost. So, you know, so I've been pushing this agenda all over, and I have done it here too. I think a lot of the work depends on the corridor manager. Having a corridor manager with that agenda is key. Now, when I see these reports, what I see is that Kelsey, the attendees are driving these meetings,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily Kelsey. So if she understands our agenda and she goes to a meeting with an agenda of what the expectations are, then we get reports based on our strategy and outcomes, right? But these are like, oh, someone brought something up. Well, this is great. Let's, you know, and then, so
let's
there's no
yeah.
no strategy to it.
Yeah.
Cheshire has been missing for a long time, as long as I've been part of this board, and we constantly remind, like, Cheshire should be part of everything. It's not just Creston. When we worked the asset, we worked the corridor, we had that conversation again. In fact, part of this process was for her to engage businesses on Cheshire and bring feedback. I still haven't heard her on that yet, but hopefully. So I do agree with everything you all are saying. I do think you need to sit and think through it, but more importantly, I think the committee meetings should be more than just people showing up with ideas,
mm-hmm.
right? And Kelsey needs to take a little bit more charge on that. And
well,
so
Rachel's is like a prime example of that. Like if we were saying like, hey, we gotta like figure out how to make communicate more clearly around pedestrian safety, and then like you said, even like put out an RFP or like even articulate that as a goal. Then it's like, cool, we got someone who has expertise, passion locally that can like jump in and like help us move. Versus
she's
like
telling us no.
Yeah, she's like, hey guys, I can do this, and we're like, oh okay,
yeah,
right? That's nice.
Yeah, and I think it would first start off, you know, we have a budget that we approve every year. To me, not that that's the only thing, but to go to this committee and say, this is the budget, these are the things that we're planning for, these are the goals that we have. I would be happy, I think this kind of feels like a little bit of the bioretention islands, is like, there's a lot of thoughts, we need some alignment. I'd be happy to be on a committee. I might nominate you, Lizzie, to be on it because of your marketing background, and anybody else who want to say, you know, this is really kind of sort of why these entities were formed. And like to meet with Kelsey and to just share, like I said, I've just noticed this on the quarter manager report, the last couple meetings. And then I haven't got a response on something else. And so I just want to figure out what is the disconnect? Is there something that's preventing these things from happening? You know, I know that, we've had different people go to these, the design committee meetings, and, you know, I've just been even thinking, how do we get other folks that are, you know, pretty aligned with mission? I don't know. I mean, I don't want to put it all on Greg, but Greg, CNA has been a really good partner. I feel like since Greg has been there, I think he sees like the opportunity, like the glide path, as you said. Like, I think he really is pushing that, wants people to see it. I don't know if he regularly goes to this. I don't want to put it all on him, but just kind of think of like what's also liaison between these meetings and maybe the design committee. So I'd be happy to be a part of a subcommittee that tries to tackle that. And I think you're right. Like, why would we go and do all this stuff and then make the determination if we do need to invest in a firm or some sort of like RFP to help us really define that. And then kind of for all of us, we were, you know, I think when we were deciding on the corridor management and in the last iteration, you know, we had 834 marketing who was doing some stuff for us. And I think there were some things that they could do really well from a marketing standpoint. And then there were some things that we probably needed to happen from a corridor standpoint, like operationally. But I think we need both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with everybody who said. That's a long speech.
So what's okay. The next step then?
Next step, so Lizzie, I will have Kelsey add you to the next Best in Preston for now, but design meeting. And I think we can take this conversation over there. But I think it will also be helpful for an executive meeting. Kelsey and executive committee should sit down. I'll be happy to join that meeting. Just make sure we're on the same page. Because I do think a lot of it falls on her, and if things are not moving the way it should, we should at least sit with her just to make sure that we're on the same page, and then we can take that conversation to the committee. And I think a new committee would be a good idea. We've only had the design committee for a long time. I did.
Like a task force.
Yeah.
Like, I think
we're
in terms. You know,
yeah.
I think that was good. Like, some people just gave a little extra time to
just
that.
So marketing,
yeah.
We could start on marketing. So for this year, you can have a marketing
committee
thing. Oh, yeah. I think
so let's form a marketing committee.
Yeah.
That would, yeah.
We used to have one, so.
Possibilities are endless. Our funds are growing, but, you know, so. We can, and also just being intentional about the people on those committees and attendance, and not just people attend these meetings when they have a need, right? When it's something they could, you know, fund it, and you know, but as to whether she has a good list of people with expertise that we need to drive this entity, I don't think we have that too. So a little work will have to go into just strategically looking for people within the community with that expertise.
You mentioned 834 too. I mean, Kim knows us well. She served on the board.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of great things over there. I worked with her at Kingdoms. I mean,
yeah.
I think if we were looking to have someone that has institutional knowledge and the bandwidth to do what we're talking about, it would be an easy one.
Yes. Okay.
to just bring her in the loop, and we could talk shorthand on the process, and then it's, we can roll up our sleeves and talk about our brand positioning and some of the other, you know, rudimentary, you know, marketing elements that we want to consider.
Okay. There's also other firms in Creston too, right? Like, is Flores in Creston? I don't know about LaFleur, but I'm blanking on the name of the people.
Like, we just talked about
their own day. Cheshire, right by you. Oh, of OFA. It's like right across the street. By Switchback.
Is that Chris?
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, he's got a firm in town,
yeah,
too.
Chris got it too.
I just say that because obviously,
yeah,
Chris or Kim rolled off this maybe for a reason. I don't know.
Well, she was competing for the quarter manager position,
okay,
and we went with the other person, and
I think so. She initially
just felt like it was kind of emotional.
We're in for conflict. She could not bid on that as a board member.
Yeah.
Conflict,
oh,
so she went off with the contract, and then she didn't end up getting the contract.
I think some of the process of the government side was frustrating to Kim, if I'm being 100%. Like, they're, you know, you gotta register, you gotta, you know, you, and so, you know, I know she shared her frustration about some things with me too, and I mean, I think she has a lot going on as well, but I think it wouldn't be, one, at the very least, she has a business in this corridor, and so, you know, we'd love to get somebody engaged.
She'd be a good one to get moving.
Yeah.
Right?
She
has a brand, and she's a major. But it'd be great to also get somebody engaged that hasn't been.
I think getting those that know, and even saying that to them and saying like, hey, we're gonna put this out there, but we'd love your feedback in helping us to design this.
Chris used to be on this board too. Mm-hmm. Or he was on some, Chris Pennings.
Chris is super talented. He's working with the current. Actually, I met with him today, ironically. You know, we put this together, you know, as part of that, and he's doing a lot of great things. And he loves Kimba's market, more importantly.
Well, and we've got these two, right, these two entities that are going to obviously be doing some stuff too, so how do we connect with them on that marketing as well?
And the whole topic of coordinating the marketing has come up in the business association, and I mean, something that Kelsey is aware of, and I think that was part of the plan before we actually completed signs, is that you would come up with this coordinated branding, whatever that is. So that's already
that is part of the process.
Part
to
of the discussion.
Both sides to make sure we're on the same page before we can come up with a design that we know we both be happy about. So
I think that sounds like a good idea. As like a next step would be to set up an executive committee meeting, kind of talk through it, and then figure out what's starting. What would it look like to start a marketing committee, who to engage, things like that, start getting some feedback from at least just this group as a starting place, and then we can kind of discuss it maybe a bit more at the next meeting.
Okay.
So if we could get that on the agenda for the November meeting. And we don't have to like do a motion for the corridor manager report, right? That's just a report out. And then I do want to just like quick, we are almost at 5 o'clock, but does anyone have any other business that they wanted to discuss today or get off their chest? My only other thing was like, I would love to be in maybe a slightly better feedback loop from a, like last time we discussed the billboards, we made some adjustments, and then if there's a way to then get information like, hey,
they're out,
we made them, we made the adjustments, they're up, here's where they are. Like, that kind of feedback loop would be, I think, great. And that's my other note, I guess, for other business.
All right, thank you.
And then if there's nothing else, I will open it back up to public comment. Opportunity number two. Obviously, we didn't get to the...
Right.
Islands. I don't know if you want to say anything to us about that.
Well, at the moment, there's no update.
Okay.
The islands were cleaned by our crews, so they've cleaned the structures. That's all set. We're just waiting for the consultant to respond to us with their evaluation recommendations, and that should be imminent. I hope that it would have been completed by today, so I could have more for you.
Okay.
But hopefully next time, I'll have some information I could share, and even some photos.
And I think Cindy had said like November meeting was kind of like her goal on getting that back to us. So I feel like
right,
that's
yes.
still totally fine on our end.
So should we make that an agenda item for next?
Add it to the agenda.
To you.
Yeah.
This
for
update or something?
Yeah.
And we have another agenda item for next month too, which again, I don't want to lose, which is that we had approved the funding for the Quinn and Tootie's, those barricades, and we wanted to follow up with having another conversation about that.
Broader about
at the November meeting.
Social zones and
and if we could have Kelsey like do some research on that to understand what are the other districts doing around that, those types of things.
Because I think there is some interest in us doing something similar for River North.
Oh, okay. The barricade specifically,
so,
or just
I don't
something?
I don't know specific, but Richard App and just there's
okay.
been some chat.
Yeah, and I think that was our, I think it was a lot of like, we're just trying to get all these systems to connect. What are
yeah.
the, how do we maximize these things?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's been a theme for today.
Yeah.
So.
We're getting there, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Public comment is now closed. Thank you for sharing, John. And then I think we can adjourn this lovely meeting.
5:01,
great. All right. I wish I had a gavel. Thank you. Thank you.
I have a new budget.
Yeah, I get a new budget.
See you all later.
Hopping around today.
You said that to me?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.